No iron ways lead from those precious mines which make the Siberian soil far richer below than above its surface. The traveler journeys in summer in a kibbik or telga, in winter in a sledge. An electric telegraph, with a single wire more than 8,000 versts in length, alone affords communication between the western and eastern frontiers of Siberia. On issuing from the Ural, it passes through Ekaterinburg, Kasernov, Tyumen, Ishim, Omsk, Ilamsk, Kolyvan, Tomsk, Krasnoyarsk, Nizhny Udinsk, Irkutsk, Verkhne-Nertshink, Strelink, Albazin, Blagovstinks, Rade, Orlomskaya, Alexandrovsky, and Nikolaevsk, and 6 rubles and 19 kopecks are paid for every word sent from one end to the other. From Irkutsk there is a branch to Kiatka, on the Mongolian frontier, and from thence, for 30 kopecks a word, the post conveys the dispatches to Peking in a fortnight. It was this wire, extending from Ekaterinburg to Nikolaevsk, which had been cut, first beyond Tomsk, and then between Tomsk and Kolyvan. This was why the Tsar, to the communication made to him for the second time by General Kissoff, had answered by the words, "A courier this moment!" The Tsar remained motionless at the window for a few moments, when the door was again opened. The chief of police appeared on the threshold.
"Enter, General," said the Tsar briefly, "and tell me all you know of Ivan Ogareff."
"He is an extremely dangerous man, sire," replied the chief of police.
"He ranked as colonel, did he not?"
"Yes, sire."
"Was he an intelligent officer?"
"Very intelligent, but a man whose spirit it was impossible to subdue, and possessing an ambition which stopped at nothing, he became involved in secret intrigues, and was degraded from his rank by His Highness the Grand Duke, and exiled to Siberia."
"How long ago was that?"
2 years since. Pardoned after 6 months of exile by Your Majesty's favor, he returned to Russia."
"And since that time has he not revisited Siberia?"
"Yes, sire, but he voluntarily returned there," replied the chief of police, adding, and slightly lowering his voice, "There was a time, sire, when none returned from Siberia."
"Well, whilst I live, Siberia is and shall be a country whence men can return."
The Tsar had the right to utter these words with some pride, for often, by his clemency, he had shown that Russian justice knew how to pardon. The head of the police did not reply to this observation, but it was evident that he did not approve of such half-measures. According to his idea, a man who